Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Ches. This sugya begins with the Mishnah and the Gemara and the bottom of the previous Omud and the Zayin of the Beis, and that's where we'll begin our discussion. The Mishnah brings down Rabbi Kiva that said that during the three Prokim Bashana, three times in the year, when they used to take the Trumas HaLishka, and that was Bepreis HaPesach, Bepreis HaAtzeres, and Bepreis HaChag, that's a half a month. Before Pesach, and before Shavuos, and before Sukkot, they used to take the Trumas HaLishka for the Kabbonas HaTzibur of the ensuing coming season. The same thing, Rabbi Kiva added, is also the Gronois L'maisa Behema. What is this concept of Gronois L'maisa Behema? So this is explained a little bit more in the parallel sugya in the Bavli, which is in the Mishnah and the Gemara and Bechoyos Nafna Zayin, that over there, the halacha of Gronos L'maisa Behema is that from that point in time, a half a month before Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, is also Limkoyer V'lishkoit, the new Noilodim, the new Behemoths that were born that year. Until that point, the person will be allowed to either sell away, will be allowed to shecht and eat the animals that were born that year without a need for having to do a Meiser Behema. But once it comes, one of these Gronois L'maisa Behema, half a month before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, so there's an Isur D'Rabbanan, the Chazal Asud, Limkor V'Lishchot, and you have to dafka, then it's a Chalachiv, Chazal W'Masakin, that you must do the Maisa Behema, and without that, you would not be allowed to eat or to shecht, to sell away anything from that year's animals. So that's the two Nafkaminas that come out from these Peprois, Pesach, and Shavuos, and Sukkot, and we'll focus for now, the Gemara speaks in the bottom of the Yomud on the fact that it's a Gurin L'maisa Behema. The three reasons over here brought in the Yerushalmi in the bottom of the Sugya, bottom of the Yomud, why they were Chazal Masaking these Gurin L'maisa Behema. So just briefly, Rabbi Yochanan says, because they're Pirkei Leida, those are the times, seasons, when it's normal, when it's Rogel, for births to come. The births would come during these three times of the year, and therefore Chazal Masaking, they have to be Mafrish, the L'maisa Behema, at these three times. The second reason in the Gemara, it says, Shimon Levi said, because they want to have Ulurgolam, they need a lot of animals for korbonos. And Chazal Masakein, that you have to mafrish the Maisa Behema during that time, because, like the Tikkun Chadson explains over here, generally speaking, the owners were not willing to sell away, to shecht, whatever it was, in this case, to sell any animals of the newborns before they were mafrish the Maisa Behema. Chotch, it wasn't really also before the Goy and the Maisa Behema, but the only one who would like to do a mitzvah of Maisa Behema, rather than selling away the new ones before that. So therefore, Chazal Masakein, that in order that the owner should be willing to sell away the new animals for the golem who would need animals for korbanos, that you had to have a Gurin L'maisa Behema in the half a month before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkot, and that way the owners are mafrish, they take the Maisa Behema off, and then they're going to be willing to sell animals to the Oilu golem who needs it for korbanos. And the third reason that's given in the Gemara is Yibyudin, Shaliyovali de Bal Ta'acher. In other words, that Chazal won a Masakein, because like it says in Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a shaila, the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah and the Bavli, like we'll see in the first Perek and Avdala, Davov, a shaila over there about when the lav of Baal Ta'achir kicks in, but for sure there's an assay of Moitza Sasecha Tishmer that applies right away from the first Regel. Chazal wanted to make sure that people would not be violating the Baal Ta'achir or the mitzvah of bringing the Maisa Behema right away in the appropriate time before the Regel. So therefore they instituted that once you hit the Preus HaPesach, etc., the half a month before, it's also Limka V'lishchot, you're not allowed to sell or shecht any of these animals, and therefore the person demands it, and he's very much in his mind to make sure that he separates the Maisa Behema and that he brings it up properly to Yishlaim for a carbon, which is the right thing, and therefore he won't end up being Oifer Bal Ta'acher. So those are the three reasons that are given in the Gemara here in the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, in the parallel Sugya, in Bechoyos Daf Nun Zayin, it brings down the middle reason that we have, Kadesh Dehei HaBehema Mitzuyah Lo Oilu Rekolam. It doesn't bring down anything about Bal Ta'acher at all, and doesn't mention anything about Bal Ta'acher Maisa Behema. It just says we want to ensure that the Golem will have lots of animals, and therefore Chazal instituted that everybody should mafish the Maisa Behema before, and that way people are willing to sell away the remainder animals to the Golem who need them. That is the Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah of Dalad and the Chazon Ish, like we'll see. These are Achroinim, the early Achroinim, and they've done a lot on the parameters of how exactly Bal Ta'acher might apply to Maisa Behema at all. Like we'll see, they have a whole Matirai. It's interesting, neither of them actually brings down the Beferish Yerushalmi over here that speaks about Baal Ta'acher, and we'll come back to that, like we'll see what the Kavanah Eda says over here. The Turiyevan and the Chazon Ish, they're going in the Bavli, they're both Mefalpel and Sugi in the Bavli and Becherus Daf Nun Zayin, which doesn't bring in anything about Baal Ta'acher explicitly there. So the Turiyevan and the Chazon Ish both speak about how Baal Ta'acher might apply to Ma'is of Ahim. Now, by Mr. Turiyevan brings down that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Vav Amar Aleph says that there's two ways to be Oifer and Baal Ta'acher. Remember, in the context of the present discussion, we don't mean specifically the laugh of Baal Ta'acher, which is the Shailan. The Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah, if you Oifer Baal Ta'acher, if you wait at the left of the first regal, or if it takes the left of three regalim, or if it's the left of three regalim passed by Kisidron, Pesach, Shula, Sukkis, different Shitas. But as far as we're concerned, it's Negeh anyway to the Aseh, because that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that when the first regal comes as a mitzvah Aseh, a chi of Aseh, the person should not wait to bring his karbonos, but rather he should bring them up right away when he hits the first regal, and if you don't, you're definitely Aseh. So for our purposes, that's also what we would call Baal Ta'acher. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on the Vav, that there's two different Eifanim, two different ways of Baal Ta'acher. One is called Afrish Veloy Akriv, and the other is called Omar Veloy Afrish. In other words, for example, the person says, Harei Alai Oilo. He accepts upon himself to bring an Oilo. If the person separates the Oilo and designates it, and then doesn't bring it up by the first regal, he's over on the Aseh, the Baal Ta'acher, because he was Mafrish, Afrish, Veloy Akriv, he didn't bring it up. The other thing the Gemara says is called Omar Veloy Afrish. That means he spoke out that he would be Mafrish, an Oilo. He didn't get anything Mafrish at all. So that also is included in the Baal Ta'acher, or the Aseh of Moses Asecha, even though he doesn't even have an entity, a concrete animal that's supposed to be brought, because he never was mafish it, does halein that itself is sufficient to violate the Moses Asecha and the Asay of Baal Ta'acher. So the Tari Evan wants to say a big chiddush, that he wants to suggest that Ma'is Behemoth is different and does not have both of these two categories. Rather, says the Turi Evan, that he is of the opinion that Ma'isa Behemra only has the mitzvah and the aseh, and the avera of Baal Ta'acher b'negeya to the afish v'lo akriv. In other words, after the person already set aside, the ten animals went out of the corral, 10th one he marked, and that one is designated as his Ma'isa Behemra, and once it's already a Ma'isa Behemra entity, so that's where if the person fails to bring it up, he's going to be over on the aseh, the laugh of Baal Ta'acher. However, he wants to say that Ma'isa Behemra is is different from other korbanos, and does not have any case of loyafrish being a violation. In other words, a person who has a whole big field full of these newborn animals from that year that need a ma'isa behemah mitzvah, and you did not do them, you waited from one regal, next regal. See, he says that in his opinion, he wants to mechadesh, you would not be in violation of Baal Ta'acher, because it's not yet designated. Why is it different from other korbanos? So he wants to say a svara for that, and like we're going to get to Mitzvah Shem presently. But first, the Turi Evan brings a raya to this new chiddush of his from the sugya in Becherus Daf Nun Zayin. He wants to prove this thing from that sugya there in Becherus, which is the parallel to our sugya, that in fact there would be no Baal Ta'acher if the person fails to designate the animal to do the ma'isa, the action of the hafroshas ma'iser behema. The Turi Evan argues like this. We know that the Goyen Lamais and Behemo is Beprois HaChag, in other words, that it's 15 days, it's half a month, before the Yontif comes. So imagine for a moment that a person has an animal that's born in the beginning of Nisan. It's the Beis, Gimel, Hey, Dalet, Nisan, and it was already after the Prois HaPesach already kicked in, because Prois HaPesach is the beginning of Nisan, 15 days before, and now it's already middle of beginning of Nisan, it's already a Hey or a Vav of Nisan. So then animal, when are you going to do your ma'isa behema on that animal, says the Turi Evan. So he's telling you, going to do the ma'isa behema when it hits the Prois HaTzeres, because Prois HaPesach has already passed by. And the next guy in the ma'isa behema is the Prois HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. And he wants the taina, the understanding of the Turi Evan is a huge chiddush, that he understands in Pshat and the Sugya, that is actually an Isur Darabonon. Chazal will go there, a Gzeir Darabonon, that it should be Osur to be mafresh the ma'isa behema before the Shas HaGoyer, because he says, he also the Svor like that, because that way the person is going to know that he can't be mafresh ma'isa behema early, then he'll be mafresh ma'isa behema right before the regal time, and then he'll have plenty of animals that are right away available now to sell to the other regalim who need karbonos. Otherwise, if it was mutadim mafresh ma'isa behema any which time that you would feel like it, if you want to, then you're going to have animals that are going to be available for the mechira quite a bit before the yontif. You probably sell them away. So maybe you're not going to have animals for the other regalim. Had a chazal achieved their end end, the goal of having animals for the regal. So he understands that Chazal actually told you that you have to dafka wait to do the Maisa Behema before the Praisa Pesach, before the Tzatzeres, and the Praisa Chag. So he says, this guy, he's got animals that were born to him, the Moshul, near the beginning of Nisan, and the Praisa Pesach already kicked in. It says he has to wait for the next Praisa. According to the Torah, that would be a Chiyav, to wait until 15 days before Shavuos. But if you're waiting till 15 days before Shavuos, Okter, if you really believe that there's an Aseidah Eraisa of Baal Ta'acher, of Moitzel Sasecho, on somebody who's Loy Afrish by Maisa Behema, so since we know that this Aseidah normally kicks in by every Regel, it's going to come out, this Behema, it's a newborn, it was born on Heinis and on Vov Nissen, we have a bunch of newborns, and when it hits Pesach, it can be over Nissa the Raisa. How could I possibly tell you, out their concept of their wanting you to wait till the Goyren, and that way the Behema is available for the Regolem, and they told you to wait to Shavuos, over here going to end up Mamash being over in the midst of the Raisa the moment that it hits Pesach, and you didn't fulfill your Maisa Behema. The animal was born at the beginning of Nissan, you know, and Beis, Gimel, Dalet, hey, got a whole bunch of animals there that were born then, and then it comes Pesach, forget about the Rabbanon of Goyren, which the whole thing is the Rabbanon, why don't you talk about the midst of the Raisa of not waiting and not delaying to bring your carbon. So it must be that the reason why Chazal didn't get into this deraisa, and in fact, according to the Torah, they told you to dafka wait until it comes to the price Hatzeres, and go right through the Pesach and not do the mitzvah Maisa Behema, and wait to the price Hatzeres, to 15 days before Hatzeres, before Shavuos. The reason for that is Zokter, you see Ma Yesoid, he says, that there's no din of a violation of Baal Ta'acher or the mitzvah Seir, mitzvah Secha, on the case of Loy Afrish and Maisa Behema, as long as you didn't separate it, as long as you didn't take the 10 animals and the 10th one through the corral and didn't mark it separate of Maisa Behema, there's no violation because it's not in the ballpark yet and you don't have the act of Chiyuv yet to bring it. It's not like all other Kabbanas, Zokter. Like all the Kabbanas, if you have a Chiyuv to Mafrish, you must be Mafrish, and if you fail to Mafrish, it'll be over on the Aseo Baal Ta'acher right away in the first regal. And Maisa Behema is different, like he proves, like we just said. Why? What's the Sora for Maisa Behema being different? So on that, the Turi Evan makes the following argument. He wants the Taina that whether the Baal Ta'acher, whether the Aseh, etc., is going to kick in right away by the first regal. On the case of Loy Afrish, it depends on whether it's absolute that you must bring this thing as an animal, as a korban. You're going to have to do it. You must fulfill it. Or if there's a loophole in the way out of the law. So Zonkter, by all kabbonis, the guy has a chiv to bring an oily, has a chiv to bring a shlom, whatever it's exactly. There's no evasion. There's no way to get around it. If you have a chiv, you have to do it. So even if you were Loy Afrish, you weren't Mafrish yet, there's a chiv before the first regal to say and say the Raisa that you have to be Mafrish and be Makavit. By the first regal, it doesn't help that you weren't Mafrish yet because you have an absolute chiv and you got to do what it takes because of this assay of Baal Ta'acher. Masha Einkein, Zokta Be'maisa Behema, the Gemara tells us in Bechiris Nafnun Gimel, a chiddish, an interesting chiddish, that the Gemara says that Be'emes says that a person is actually mutter to be Matal Amum. It's a technicality. It's not maybe the best thing, not the right thing to do, but it's mutter Me'ikra Adin to be Matal Amum, to place a mum in all of your newborn animals of that year before you send them out of the corral, and that way you'll end up evading the entire din of bringing it to carbon, and you end up eating it outside of the mikdash because there's no issur. Says it's not like a bechor which is already a kodesh merechem and it's a kedusha the moment that it's born by a bechor, and therefore you have first eitzach. It certainly is also to be matla mum bekotchim by a bechor. It's absolutely also to place a mum on it. Like the Gemara has said at length in Masechta Bechoris, and Ma'is maybe the Gemara says it's different because it's not a carbon yet. It's newborns, a bunch of newborns. So you're supposed to be taking them out of the corral one by one and making the tenth on a carbon. But until you've done that, there's no active chiyuv yet in a meila, no active status of a carbon at all, and it's not also to matla mum in every single last one. So the Tayyavan says, because of that, even though maybe the right thing would be to bring it as a carbon, it's not an active, it's not 100%, because you can make a mum in them all. And therefore, since it's not an absolute that this guy with a bunch of newborns is going to have to bring it as a carbon, it's not an absolute. He really could just be matla mum in them all if he wants to make a mum, they won't be as a carbon. So therefore, there's no baal ta'acher, no asay, no loy say that's going to kick in before he's afrish, before he's mafrish it, because it's not even absolute at that time that there is going to be a bringing of a carbon altogether. He could just make a mum of them all. It's only after he's mafrish and you have a specific designate that it was designated as a ma'is behema. So for states, that's a carbon, it's certainly be also to matla mum. It definitely also, once it's a carbon, it can't be matla mum bekotchim. And then that's when it kicks in the assay and the lois assay of baal ta'acher by ma'is behema. This is the chiddush, very big chiddush of the Turi Evan, that he says ma'is behema has no baal ta'acher unless and until the person already designated this particular animal to be the Maisa Behema. Chazinish in Bechoris and Simon Chavzayin Eiskimel suggest that we could argue on this Turi Evan. But before that, Chazinish comes up with a bit of a bombshell of his own. And that is that Chazinish wants to say that there is a machloikas vishayin between Rashi and the Rambam about whether a person really does have an absolute chiyuv to do a ma'aseh behema at all. In other words, understand, there's no real tevel on ma'aseh behema. It's not like if a person has grain, he wasn't mafish shumas and ma'aseh, he has an isur to eat that grain because it's tevel, he's not allowed to eat it. Ma'aseh behema doesn't have this concept. A person is actually mutter, but the Raisi, he could always do this thing. He could eat, he could shecht, he could sell, he could do all kinds of stuff on this newborn animals, and evade the need to do this mitzvah, a ma'aseh behema altogether. Now, Chazal HaMasakein, the Dindar Rabbanan, like we said, from our mission of the mission of Bechairis, Nun Zayin, Chazal HaMasakein, that once it hits a half month before each other a golem, it becomes also lechov limkov lishchoit, and that's a Xayed Rabbanan. But with the Raisa, he really could do what you want. He, because the Nish brings down an incredible thing from Rashi in Bechairis Nun Zayin. There's actually two printed Rashis on the page in the Vilna Shas and Bechairis over there. You take a look over there, there's something called regular Rashi and something else called Rashi Ksavyad, which is a manuscript that some say is the more authentic. Chazanish is talking about the regular Rashi, Bechairis Taf Nun Zayin, that over there, Rashi says an expression over there that it's a mitzvah ba'almahu. That's Rashi's expression. Just a mitzvah, la'aser behemoisav, to ma'aser one's behemoth. But as far as eating and everything, eating, selling, shechting, all those things, like Rashi, your person really could do that, even without being mafish. A mitzvah ba'almah to mafish ma'is behema. There's a bit of a shiloh on this thing, what Rashi means, that it's a mitzvah ba'almah. The Chazanish insists that Rashi means it mamish literally, which is to say that according to the Chazanish's understanding of Rashi, there's no absolute chiyuv to do a ma'is behema activity at all. At all. You could skip the whole thing. You just not bother taking the animals out of the corral and marking the 10th one, and just shecht them one by one by one. You shecht it, you eat it, you shecht it, you eat it, you sell it away, and you end up not even doing the entire mitzvah ma'is behema, and not getting an aveira for that, according to the Chazanish's reading of Rashi. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's appropriate. It's the right thing. It's a mitzvah to do, but it's not an absolute chiyuv because the Torah never said any concept of tevel or anything, and never made it an absolute. And this is an incredible thing, an incredible reading of Rashi, the way the Chazanish understands it. But however, the Chazanish writes that the Rambam certainly argues with this, and he feels, the Chazanish feels, the Rambam is more mastaver, more logical. The Rambam in question is, in Hilchos Bechoris and Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says flatly that mitzvahs say lahafrish echod me'asor mikol behemoyis of tahiris etc. shivod l'odam. So the Rambam says pretty clearly, he says beferish, that it's a regular mitzvah say, like any mitzvah say, it's not an option, it's not just a reshus, but it's not a shachir. Chazanish feels that the Rambam is more mastaver, more logical than Rashi, and which we would have certainly have assumed it, that the poshup shad is a person does have a chiv to mafrish ma'is and behemi each year. Chazanish argues that the whole idea that Chazal set up a goyren thing, a shas Goyren, which is Proisa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot, and from that point in time, like it says in Bechoris, it's also Limkor V'Lishchot, it's going to be also the sell away, it's going to be also the Shecht. The Chazanish says, Teinach, the thing is fundamentally a Chiyuv Da'irais, it is a Ma'aseh Behema. So here, Chazal said, the buck stops here, it's a half a day, half a month before the Regel, and you have to fulfill your obligation, your obligatory mitzvah, which is a Chiyuv of Ma'aseh Behema, and no selling and no Shechting or anything until you fulfill the obligation. That would fit according to the Rambam, who holds that Ma'aseh Behema is fundamentally an obligation. But Masha'inkin, if I hold like Rashi, which the Chazanish learns Kipshutoi, that there's no absolute chiv altogether of Ma'aseh Behema, and it's just a mitzvah, but not an absolute chiv, so why do Chazal bother mixing in over here, mixing in, says the Chazanish, and saying that a half a month before, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to share. Why? What if the guy decides, I'm not from the super frum people, and I'm not going to be making the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behema, I won't even do it, it's not absolute chiv anyway. So why Chazal mix in and tell him that, well, you have to, at this point in time, you can't share. Etc., etc. Well, it's not obligatory in the first place, this mitzvah. So, why did Chazal mix in and make the enactment? So, therefore, the Chazanish feels, as one mustaver like Rambam, that Ma'aseh Behema really is an absolute chiyuv. Having said that, the Chazanish goes on and he says that he would suggest that we should not learn like the Turi Evan. He says an expression of Efshar, it's possible to learn. He says that he would really suggest that in fact, by Ma'aseh Behema, just like if a person has a Ma'aseh Behema already separated out and he fails to bring it, he's only for an Aseh and then a Lois Aseh, a Bal Ta'acher. So likewise, if the person wasn't mafish it yet, you're also over on Bal Ta'acher. A guy has the 10 animals at the Chazanish, it's obligatory, Pashas like the Rambam, to do the Hafrosha, and if it goes to the first regal without doing the Hafrosha and bringing up the Ma'aseh Behema, you give me Oifer and I say the Raisa, even though it's before the Hafrosha and not like the Turi Evan. What's the Raya to this? idea. So the truth is, Chazanish doesn't have an explicit raya. He just feels it shouldn't be different from other korbanos that all have this double scenario of the violation of the assay. Either you have already the korban, you don't bring it, or you don't have the korban, but if you fail to separate it and bring it, so ma'aseh shouldn't really be different, says the Chazanish. As far as the Torah Yevon's question that what happens if I have a bunch of animals that get born after the Prois HaPesach, it's already Hey, Vav, Zayin, Nissen, and these animals get born, and now when it hits Pesach, if you're going to name on, you'll say that the even before the Hafrosha, the Deraisa of Baal Ta'achi kicks in, so you have to mafish it right now before Pesach because of the Deraisa of the Aseh of Baal Ta'achi. So why is it that the Mishnah, it seems to Meduik and Masechta Bechoyris, the Mishnah, the Gemara over there, that actually it's obligatory to wait until the Shas HaGoyren of Shavuos. So the Chazanish, first of all, seems to deny altogether there's an obligation to wait. It's not an obligation to wait. It's just that people tend to push things off, and when it hits the Shas HaGoyren, so that's when Chazal said no more pushing off altogether, but not that it's mamish obligatory to wait. So Chazanish says like this, that in a Chanami, if a person were to have mamish 10 animals, 10 newborns that were all born together or whatever at the beginning of Nisan, so then even though also the din of Shas HaGoyren, since these animals were born after the Goyren of Nisan, because they're ready after the beginning of Nisan, so also the din of Shas HaGoyren, which is the din of Bonon, you really could have waited until the next one. And in fact, the Chazanish, if it would just be one or two animals, one or two, just a few such animals, so you would have to wait until the next one, because you don't have 10. But if there are 10 animals, 10 newborns that were born at the beginning of Nisan, then you would not wait until the next one, and Taka the Raisa would kick in, that you would have to mafish it before Pesach. So according to the Chazanish, there's actually have to juggle two independent categories, two independent concepts, a little bit tricky, but you have to hold cup on that. In other words, there is a din of Shas HaGoyren, which is a din derabbanan, and that din tells you that when it hits a half a month before Pesach, or before Shavuos, or before Sukkot, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to sell any of them, you're not allowed to shecht any of them, even if I don't have 10, right? But maybe I will get 10, maybe a new one. So that's the etzam din derabbanan. Chazal said that you're not allowed to sell or shecht away any of your newborns once it hits the Prois Pesach, or the Prois Atzeres, or the Prois of Chag, of Sukkot. There's an independent halacha, however, if a person happens to have 10 newborns around, and it comes a yontif, then according to the Chazanish, you better get down to work right now and do the Maisa Frosha, even if no particular Prois of Pesach kicked in. Maybe these things were all born after the Prois. But since the assay of not delaying, an assay of the so-called Baal Ta'acher assay of Moitzah Svecha Tishma, so therefore that itself is Mechayev you, you better go ahead and do this. It's not the Rabbonon of Goyren that it's also to Shecht and it's also to be Moira. Nothing like that. It's a mitzvah say deraisa to take care of the obligation of Maisa Behemah now, before the regal, and not wait until after the regal. So that's the Chazanish suggestion. Now, Be'emes, if you have Machloikas Chazanish and Turi Evan, but whether it is a Baal Ta'acher, and I say, Elois, I say a Baal Ta'acher, and a person who was not yet mafish the Maisa Behemah. Be'emes is, and this they point out, that the Yerushalmi deals with this over here. And the Yerushalmi, that's actually, the Bali doesn't mention this thing in Bechoyos and Dafnun Zayin, but the Yerushalmi does by us. It's the end of the Omer, we just said it before, and on the bottom of Zayin and Bey, the Yerushalmi says that the third reason, the third opinion, Rabbi Yudin's reason why Chazal insisted on the Shas HaGoyren is a person should have a reminder and shouldn't come to be over Baal Ta'acher. They should be over the day Baal Ta'acher. And Yerushalmi, it says it. Bava doesn't say it, but the Yerushalmi does. So it seems to be an explicit Yerushalmi that supports the basic idea of the Chazoinish, which is to say that you didn't take care of this mitzvah wall yet of Ma'aseh Behemah, but take care of it. And if you don't take care of it, you'll be over on Baal Ta'acher. So that's why they set up this thing of the Shas HaGoyren according to Rabbi Yudin. So that's really a riot to the Chazoinish. However, the emes is that the Korban Eid over here has two stardom how to understand this line of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Rabbi Yudin said, Shalayofa the De Baal Ta'acher, and on that, the Gemara right away fears Ois, it continues at the end of the Omer, Omer Rabbi Yoisa, Kalamasha Tivloi over Baal Ta'acher. Anybody who delays his Tavel is over on Baal Ta'acher. So Rabbi Yudin, that's why Rabbi Yoisa broadens the thing. He said, anybody with Masha is Tevel who delays the Tevel, what does it mean delays the Tevel? It means he didn't take care of doing the Hafrosha, and Korban Eid understands that in connection to Korbonos, that he didn't take care of the Hafroshas Ma'aseh Behemah. So, Be'oivir on Baal Ta'acher. So, according to one shot, the Korban Eid learns, Kipshutai, that Be'oivir is simply reinforcing this concept that you better take care of the Hafroshas Ma'aseh Behemah and bring it as a Korban and you shall lie him by the first regal. Otherwise, you're over on the Asay or whatever, maybe the Lois Asay, the different Shitas of Baal Ta'acher. However, in the second side of the Korban Eid actually suggests the opposite. that Korban Eidah suggests that the Gemara is supposed to be read rhetorically. But Tmiah, Rabbi Yosef said, "Kolamashet Tivloy Oyve B'Bal Ta'achir." Do you really think that somebody, he doesn't even have a Ma'aseh Behemah yet? If he would have one, he was already mafresh it. And then you're right. Then he has to take it to Yerushalayim by the first Rego, Rabbi Oyve B'Bal Ta'achir. But this guy, he wasn't even mafresh it yet, and therefore he should not have any problem. It's a rhetorical question. But Tmiah, Kolamashet Tivloy Oyve B'Bal Ta'achir. And if I do not like what you, Rabbi Yudin, are saying, that the reason for the Shas HaGoyin, according to this, is Shalev of the Baal Ta'ache, it shouldn't come to delay, because in matter of fact, says the Korban Eidah in the second shot, I'm telling you that there is no Baal Ta'ache if you would just not mafish it yet, if it's in the so-called Tivloy state, until you have an active Baal Ta'ache Korban. Korban Eidah writes that he prefers the first Mahalach, in the way he explained to you, Shami, that it's not rhetorical, but it's a statement of fact. At any rate, these two Tzadonim over here are going to end up with two different conclusions, which will parallel the Machlokes Achrin, and that this forum speak out. In other words, that according to the first Derech of the Korban Eidah, we're ending up with a flat statement that there definitely is a Baal Ta'ache, a person who fails to be mafresh, the Ma'aseh Behema, and that would be along similar to the lines of Chazon Ish. You can't wait around. You have to be mafresh by the first rego. Masha'ink, and according to the second mahal, the second approach of the Korban Eidah, it's a rhetorical batmiya. Do you really think there's Baal Ta'acher and it's still Tevel? So according to that, we end up with a conclusion of Turi Evan that there's Takano Baal Ta'acher and it's not a violation. You have to say my thing is unique, obviously, and give the reason that Turi Evan gave. It's unique because you can get around it, you can matl mum. At any rate, then until a person actively has a Ma'aseh Behemah, according to the Sadi Yushalmi, there'll be no Baal Ta'acher in delaying the Hafra. Russia, and that fits, that Pshat in the Yerushalmi goes with the Pshat of the Turi Evan. The Gemara says, at the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, remember that Yonim Shehabuchir Mechuses Man Bohen Oyla Loi L'soich Shenosai. What does that mean? So, in other words, the halacha is, by a Bechir, that you have to bring it as a korban within the first year. So, how do you count the first year? Do you count it from when the Bechor was 8 days old, so then, which is when it begins to be shayach to offer as a korban? Before 8 days, it can't be brought as a korban, like the Pusik says in Emor. So, in Meila, and once it hits day eight, so then I get count the full year from the hitting of the day eight. Or do I say, which is the maskana for Yerushalmi, that Yom Shabbachor Mechuzas Man Bohen, even the days when the Bechor was a Mechuzas Man, when it was born for the first week of its life, when it was a Mechuzas Man, it was not old enough yet to be brought as a korban and could not have been brought as a korban. And still, the Yushami comes out that is oil loy the toich shnosa. It does get counted in the count of the year, and you have to bring it as a carbon. Or the kohen actually by a bechor has to bring it as a carbon in within the first year, reckoned from the day of the birth, not from day eight when it's boiled the carbon the hakrova, but rather reckoned from the day of the birth. Oil loy shnosa. The Yushami brings a raya to this because the loshna pasuk is kol a bechor she yivoleid bechorcha etc. she yivoleid from the moment of the birth. So then it says afterwards toichlenu shana v'shana l'sne yishem l'kechach toichlenu. Shon, the first year, as I understand, and that goes back on the Yivole. The Yerushalmi says, "Mishasli dosoyat moina leishana." From the moment of the lathe of the birth, you count the full year. So you only get a year from the birth. That's the Yerushalmi. The parallel sugya to this in the Bavli is in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Vavim Beis, and over there the Gemara clears it for a question. Bechor me'emasay moina leishana. How do you calculate the year of the bechor? The Gemara says, "Abaye said mishosh anoyla." That sounds like the Yerushalmi. You calculate the year from the moment of the birth, the day of the birth, you get exactly a year from the birth. However, Rav Acha ba Yankiv Omer, he says no. Mishosh and Nir LaHartzor. The word Hatzor is from the word Ritzoy, Lerotzon Lachem. It refers to a korban that's acceptable to Hashem, which means to say that according to Rav Acha ba Yankiv, you don't start counting the year of the korban's bringing. That year is counted from day eight, from the time when it becomes Roy LaHartzor, which means usable as a korban. And only from then, that's when I count my full year that I get to bring it as a korban. The Bavli comes out, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Veloy Pligi, it's not a machloigis, ha-batam, ha-bamum. Rosh Rashi explains it this. If the animal is a tam, it means it doesn't have a mum and it's going to be brought as a korban. So then, the year is enumerated, the year is counted from the time when it begins to be usable as a korban, which is from the day eight. Then you have to bring it within the first year after day eight is hit. However, if it's a bamum, which means to say it's going to be shechted and eaten as chulin anyway. And it's not going to be worth a carbon. So although there is really such a halacha, even over there, like Taisus goes through there, there really is a din to eat that bechor in the first year, even if it's not worth a carbon. That's the din by bechor. But that gets counted from the later moment, the moment of the birth, rather than the day eight, because date is irrelevant to this animal, since it is not going to be worth a carbon anyway, because it's a bamum. So that's why it's not a machloikis. It's in the Bavli. If it's a bamum, then I go with a year. You have to eat it within a year from the time it was born. If it's a etam, it's going to burn the carbon, so then it goes by a year after day 8. The Taisa, the Rid over there, speaks out, a short stickle Taisa, the Rid over there says, in Rosh Hashanah over there, Davov, that he says that even though the Bavli makes a distinction between etam b'mum, the Yushalmi and Shkolim by us over here, Zokta, does not make any such distinction. Because the Yushalmi and Shkolim says over here flatly, and it's not just talking about a b'mum. And the Yushalmi says that the Shana that you get for a Bechir, to offer the Bechir, the full year that you get, even the Yom HaBechus's man, even those days when the Bechir is still lacking and it's in the first week and it cannot be rid of the carbon, they still get counted toward the first year. And the Yushalmi is clearly talking about a time as well. So therefore, it's Machlaikis, Bavli Yushalmi, Zokti, Toises Rin, and the Yushalmi is going to argue and not make any distinctions. Tambamo, you always start counting the year immediately from the birth of the carbon. Now, that's what the Taisa says. Machlokes Bavli Yushalmi. The Rechoneir over there, Rosh Hashanah Davov, also on his own, is oimed on this apparent steer between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, and he says that he prefers not to make a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yushalmi, even though it looks like it really is a machlokes. And the reason is, says the Rechoneir, because and our Yerushalmi brings what seems to be a pretty strong raya from a pasuk to the opinion of the Yerushalmi. The pasuk says kol b'chir asher yivoleid b'vkorcho, etc., etc., and then says lifnei Hashem katachlanu shana v'shana. So yivolei means from the time of birth, and you get that year shana v'shana. You get the year, and the year is apparently reckoned from birth. That's the Yerushalmi's raya. The Yerushalmi says he likes that raya. It's a raya from a pasuk, and why would the Bavli disagree with it? So because of this, he suggests that you have to come up with a creative pshat. It's a very creative pshat, a little bit subtle. Startling that he wants to be mashve and equate the Bavli and the Yerushalmi together. The Yerushalmi does is as follows. He says, the Gemara says in Erech and Afchof Tes, a very remarkable and really a unique halacha about a Bechir, a firstborn animal that you bring as a carbon, and the Gemara says, Be'emes a Bechir is Kodesh Mirechem. In other words, even if you're not Makdish the Bechir, the moment that it came out of the mother, and it's a male, and it's a firstborn, and halacha is it automatically as an automatic Kedusha, even if the person did not articulate that and didn't speak out that act of being Makdish. However, the Gemara says, based on a Pasuk in Erech and Afchof Tes, that from the Pasuk of Taktish, Kol HaBechir, etc., Taktish, we learn out from that it is a mitzvah to actively makdish it bepeh, even though it already had an automatic kedusha from the moment of the birth. And some say it gets added on, it's like an add-on level of kedusha. A component that's the end of takdish, that the person has to make a kedusha's peh on the bechir, it's a mitzvah like that, even if you would not do so, it would have an automatic kedusha, which is automatic from the leidah, for being a firstborn. Based on this, the Aruch Haner suggests a creative understanding. He says, if the person, for whatever reason, failed, say, makdish with the kedusha's peh, he didn't do it, and it has automatic din of kedusha anyway, and it has to be brought to the carbon anyway, but he wasn't makdish with Kedushas Peh, where he didn't get around to it at the beginning. It was already 8 days before he got around to being Makdish and Kedushas Peh. So then, Zokta Aruch Haner, then you're really going to count from the time when it's Roy Lahart saw, because since you didn't do any active Maisa of Makdish, we're going to go by the time when it's Roy as an active carbon. The active carbon, that is Zokta. And it's 8 days old. And that, the Bavli is right. And there's some who won't disagree. There's some who will agree. So there's a very huge Kiddush over here. If the person didn't get around to the Makdash it at all, or he waited until it was 8 days old, and then he was Makdash it. So then we go by, like the Bavli says, when it's 8 days, and Roy Lahart so is Roy for a carbon. However, he says, the Yushalmi was talking that Vibalt, since there is a mitzvah to Makdash from the Pasuk of Takdash, the Makdash Kedusha's Peh. And it's very, very all unlikely and possible that the owner will do this right away, perhaps. So he Makdash it immediately. Once the person was Makdash it immediately. So then I have Zok there, I have the Yushalmi's argument that I should go with the Pshutish Mikra, and then it says, etc., Shon of the Shon in the next Pasuk. The idea is, in other words, that then I'm going to say that since he actively got a vow and was actively spoke out to Kedusha and made the Maisi of Kedusha's Peh, so then we're going to say that the year count begins from when he was Matash. He's Matash by the way from birth, then it gets only a year from the birth. And that's the case in the Yushalmi. And that way you don't have to say that the Bavli is against the simple pasuk of the Yushalmi of Yashay Yuvalet, etc., and Shana Vashana, because as long as I have my Takdash idea, and I spoke at the Kedusha right away, from the time of the birth, the Aruch Haner suggests that everybody, even the Bavli would agree, a huge Chiddush in the Bavli would agree that I'm only going to count a year from the time of Leida, and from the time the person was Makdashit, and that fulfills this pasuk of Yashay Yuvalet. Mishnah and bottom of the Omer over here goes through the sugya of Sholish Kupos, Sholish Son. And in Mitzvah Hashem, I'd like to leave that discussion for tomorrow's year. Mitzvah Hashem, we get to, we'll discuss it together with the next Mishnah. We'll try to get the picture of this thing, Beshlemus, of the whole Afrosh with the three Kupos and etc. So to go through the whole thing. For now, with the last remaining minutes of this year, let's spend some time on the sugya on the Beis. There's an important sugya here on the Beis, which speaks about various halachas of Yayin. In particular, it talks about some halachas of Yidalit Koisois and Pesach, which is done with Yayin. So in some elements, the sugya over here in Shkolim and the Yerushalmi parallels the sugya in the Bavli and Avi Psochem, particularly in the Daf Kuf Ches, where it speaks about various halachas of Dalat Kaisis. Nonetheless, there are certain crucial nekudos which are added on or which perhaps are different in the Yerushalmi, different from the Bavli, and these are things which are discussed in Achroin and discussed in Meforshim that are important to focus on. We'll focus on a couple of these things, special chedushim that are found here in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings down a question on the Medbeis over here, Mahu Lishtoisan Bekrach Echod. Could I drink all the four koisos all at once? In other words, what does it mean to say? I had four kois on Seder night. I'm supposed to be drinking the first kois at the beginning of the Seder, B'shas the Kiddush, and then the second kois much later, B'shas the end of Magid, and the third kois is going to be a Birchas HaMazon, and the fourth kois is a kois of Hallel at the end. So they're spaced out, and each one has its own diburim and its own amirois that are special, and upon them you drink the kois. What happens if the person just takes them consecutively? B'krachechot. One, and then the next one, the next one, and then the next one, without any hefsek in between at all. Are you yoytze the fundamental mitzvah of Dalat Koyseis that way, even if it wasn't done the right way, but are you yoytze the mitzvah of Dalat Koyseis that way, or do you say that in some way he can't be yoytze Dalat Koyseis because it wasn't Dalat Seder there? And the Yerushalmi brings a raya, this is not in the Bavli at all, the Yerushalmi brings a raya that since it says, we learned, that Hallel in Shalom Beveisach Neses Yotza, now the fourth Koyseis is on Hallel, this is the fourth Koyseis is on, it's on Hallel. The Yerushalmi holds a rather startling idea that the Yerushalmi, first of all, saying Tunukudis, first of all, there is actually a mitzvah to say Hallel and Shul. This is a whole big tunnel, but that's the Yerushalmi's opinion. That you say Hallel and Shul on Pesach night, and if you said in the Shul on Pesach night, you're actually not required to repeat it. If a person, for whatever reason, wasn't in the Shul, then he repeats and he says the Hallel spaced out. The beginning of Hallel is at the end of Magid, and the end of Hallel is at after Birchas HaMazon, like we have it. But what if a person did hear the Hallel in the Shul? According to Yerushalmi's opinion, there is no need to repeat it a second time at the Seder, and it's going to come out that you're going to collapse the third and the fourth kois together. Over there in a case like that, so the Yerushalmi names on like that because after the kois brachas amazon, you go straight to the fourth kois. You make the bar pirgof and you make the kois because there's no how to be said if you heard in the shul. So therefore, that shows us that there's a concept of drinking shaloi al aseidu without spacing them out and without a special formula, a special format. And once they see that it's possible to the fourth kois that way, I extrapolate from this as the Yerushalmi and anem on any time. If a person drinks the four kois one after another shaloi al aseidu, el halacha is even though that wasn't the right thing to do, but you did fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Koises. That's the Shitas HaYerushalmi. There is a parallel sugya to this in the Bavli, which is somewhat sosom. In Psachim of Kuf Chesem Beis, the Gemara says like this, that Shoson Bevas Achas, a person drinks the four koisois of wine on Pesach night at once. Vasachas. So, the halacha is, the Gemara says, it's not a complete fulfillment of the Dalat Koisos. It does not seem to say what the Yerushalmi says, that you did fulfill it, but rather, the Bavli says, it's not a complete fulfillment of the four Koisos. Yidei Yayin Yotza, Yidei Arba Koisos Lo Yotza. Which just, briefly, what that means, according to the Rambam and Tosfos, is that you fulfill the basic idea of drinking wine on the Seder night, which is an akuda in Simchas Yontif, to be Sameach, to drink wine, so that you got, but you did not, you to the special mitzvah of Dalat Koisos, of having not just a lot of wine, but having them four independent, specific, individual kois of wine that was not fulfilled because they weren't spaced out, al Seder, al Brochus, according to the Seder of the night, like the Rashbam says. So, in other words, according to that, it seems that the Bavli held that, in fact, if you want to get the correct mitzvah of Dalat Koises, you're going to have it spread across the Haggadah, and just ringing them one after another is not considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Dalat Koises. And Pashtus, and this is pointed out by the Shiurei Korban over here, that it looks like that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are so to each other, because the Bavli is saying that you're not yoytza Dalat Koisos, you're yoytza concept of Simchas Yontif, but not the Dalat Koisos, because you drink them all one after another right away. And according to the Yerushalmi, it seems that you were yoytza, and the Yerushalmi brings a raya from the fact that we actually find it by a guy who hears the Hallel and Shul and then skips it at home, and he drinks the third and fourth Koisos without any interruption at all between them. The Shiurei Korban points out, however, that there may be one possible way to equate the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It might possibly have made them to be equated, because he says that there over there in Masechet Pesachim on Kuf Ches, there's a big machloikis between Rashi against the Rashbam and Tosis and how to learn Pshat in Shoson B'Vas Achas. What is the Gemara talking about when it says that you drank it B'Vas Achas and then you're not Yoytzer the Dalet Koisis? Rashi holds over there, and Rashi says this over there, that it means he was Ira Oysan the Koisech. And as he takes all four cups of wine, all four bechers, all four Koisis, and he pours them into one big, huge, enormous goblet and drinks the whole thing down in one goblet, in one Kois. Ira the Koisech. The Rashbam and Tosis both strongly reject this, and they both say that that is not a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara would not have cleared that, because if you poured four kois into one kois, it's not much a given. It's absolutely a given that in such a case there's no way to even consider that you ate a dalet kois, because it's a kois of wine, and Pesach night doesn't have any special minimum, or it has a minimum, it doesn't have a maximum. It should be a revius. It could be one a big kois, it could be two, three, four revius in. So therefore, there's not even a discussion, not even a half a minute if you pour them all into one kois. They argue on Rashi, and rather say the Rashbam and Tosis, what it means is that you had four separate cups of wine right in front of you, and he went right down the line, first the first, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth, without interrupting them with any kind of a Seder night, the Haggadah, the Maggid, and the Berachah Matan, etc. So that was the case, but not that you drank one cup, which is the size of four, but rather that you drank four separate cups. So it says the Shiori Korban, that's from the Korban Ha'edah, the add-on, Chedushim on Yerushalmi, that according to, it says, Shiori Korban says, according to Rashbam and Tosis, we're kind of stuck, saying that there's a Steer Bavli in Yerushalmi. It's a machloik between them. But according to the Rashi, we don't have to say that, because Rashi could learn that the Yerushalmi, which says that you yoytzu all four koises, even if you drank them without interruption, is very, very likely, and it makes a lot of sense to say that the Yerushalmi was saying that we're talking about that the guy had four separate cups. And then you yoytzu the dal koises, even though it's not the right way, it wasn't all saying there, but you're still yoytzu. Masha Enkei, the Bavli, Rashi says, is talking, you poured more into one big cup. So then, of course, you're not yoytzu. The dal koises and the Yerushalmi wouldn't dispute that point. It's poured into one big, huge cup. So it comes that according to Rashi, you'll be able to equate the sugyas and say that they're not sides to each other. And that's the Shiori Korban's chiddush. The Har Ephraim over here actually assumes that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi disagree, which is the Pashtus, Alpi Rashbam and Tosis and Alpi Psochim, that both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are talking where you had four separate cups and you drank them one after another, and according to the Yerushalmi, you are Yoytzei, according to the Bavli, you're not. The Har Ephraim wants to say that it could be the fundamental principle, what's behind this machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, is a question of whether it's really true that if a person said Halal and Shul on Pesach night, which is the Shita, by the way, of the Yerushalmi, you say Halal and Shul on Pesach night, and if you did you really exempt yourself? Did you really pati yourself from saying it again by the Seder? Now, the Yerushalmi says explicitly that you did pati yourself, and that's the Yerushalmi's raya, that it's possible to have the four cups even without any hefsek between them, because in that case, the third and the fourth kois won't have any hefsek interruption between them. However, the Har Ephraim wants to suggest that the Bavli would disagree with that, and we'll talk about what he bases that on. And according to the Bavli, he says, even if you hold, like those who, Chazals and Rishonim, those who paskin, that you should say Halal in the Shul, you still did not pati yourself from saying it again, and you will have to say it a second time at the Seder, which, by the way, is how people feel Zuch today. Those who follow the practice that they say the Halal in Shul, they certainly don't pati themselves, and they say Halal a second time at the Seder. What is the concept, the underlying idea behind that? Why would anybody say such a thing, that a person should say Halal twice in one night? I mean, if you said Halal, you said it. What's his idea of saying it two separate times in a single night? So on that, the Har Ephraim makes the following suggestion. He says that in the Ran, in Masechta Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, the Ran brings a very important question about whether there's a bracha in Magid, at the Seder. If you say the Halal, is there a special bracha on that Halal? Now, of course, we don't make a special bracha on that Halal. It just goes straight into it. Halal, Luka, Halal, Avdei Hashem, etc. But there were a number of G'dayla Rishonim that held that they it does get a bracha. And in fact, Tosis in Masechta the Brachas Daf Yudalit brings like that from Beferish Yerushalmi. And Tosis brings like that in Brachas Yudalit that the Yerushalmi says that you do make a bracha on the Haggadah at the Seder on Pesach night. And a number of Rishonim paskin this way. We don't paskin like Halacha, but a number of Rishonim did. So the Ran brings like this. He says some achloikas Rishonim. Some say that you do make a bracha at the Halal on the Seder, but others say you don't, and why? So he brings in Rav Haigoin an interesting, remarkable sfora. Rav Haigoin said that the rest of the year, when a person says Halal, it's called B'toiras Kriya. You recite the Halal. A person should be praising Hashem. It's a formal praising of Hashem. He did such a gewaldige thing for us on this day, and you praise Hashem formally. It's called B'toiras Kriya. Masha Einkein, on Pesach night, it's not B'toiras Kriya, not as a recital, as a formal praise, but rather B'toiras Oimer Shira. It's as if to say that the person would burst into a song. His so heart is so full with emotion that he bursts into a joyful song. The Ran, the Rav Haigoin, who said that actually he feels that that's the pashas of the sugya in the sechta in Avir Pesachim over there. It's in the Hagodah Shal Pesach actually, and it's quoted in the Mishnah that a pole of a derech chayav and lures his hatzmoi ki lasim mitzrayim. A person should always see himself like he left mitzrayim. Lefingach anachnu chayovim lohoides lohal, etc. Which means, and then you go on and you say the hal haluka halu of the Hashem, which means to say that since I feel that my heart is so full and I feel like I see myself emotionally in my mind's eye, I see myself leaving mitzrayim. So lefingach I have to be hoides lohal, etc. That I have to moid them. It's like I burst into song because of the tremendous upwelling of joy and gratitude that I feel. And that's the introduction that we say in the Haggadah. Lefikach anachayom lohoides, and then we say the hal. So therefore, since it is said b'teres oimer shira, it's like a bursting into song. Says the Rav Haigoin, it's not something that you would make a bracha on in the manner of a kavios, that a person would do it like a rote thing that he's formally readying himself. He's doing this mitzvah, he makes a bracha on it, and then he does the kriya of hal. That's what you do the rest of the year. You make a bracha on hal, and then you recite the hal. Mashenkin the Pesach night when it's supposed to be this upwelling and bursting up in song, b'teres oimer shira, that doesn't pass to masakan a bracha on this thing because it's lacking in the that would have been lacking in the welling forth of the shira oimer shira. That's why there's no bracha on the hal in the seder night. That's what the Ran brings down for Rav Haigoin. Zokt of them the Har Ephraim that he wants to say the following shtickel teir. He says as follows: since we know that the Toisvis in Masechta Brachas Yudal, like we said, brings down from the Yerushalmi that you make a bracha on the hal at the seder, come to chois that the Yerushalmi shita is that the hal at seder is not a special Toiras Oimer Shiro like the Rav Haigoin. It doesn't have any unique special qualities to it. It's a regular hal comparable to the whole year. It's a regular recital of hal. Come to chois, and according to the Yerushalmi, l'shitosa, if a person would say the hal in shul, why should you say it a second time? There's nothing, no special reason to say two hals on Pesach night. You said it in the shul, you don't have to repeat it. So that's why the Yerushalmi, since it holds that there's a bracha on the hal at the Seder night, like Tosfos quotes in the Masechta Brachos, so therefore the Yerushalmi apparently held that the hal on Pesach night, even the Seder one, is a regular kriyas hahalel, and therefore it's no different from the one in shul, and there's no reason to say two. That's what the Yerushalmi says over here, that if you said it in the shul, you don't repeat it at home. And from there, the Yerushalmi proves his point that it's possible to say the four koisos without a hefsik, and drink the four koisos without a hefsik, like you find if you say it in the shul, the hal, then you wouldn't repeat it in the third and fourth koisos would be without a hefsik. Masha'en came zok there, according to the Bavli. We don't find anywhere in the Bavli that there's a bracha at the halel on Pesach night at the Haggadah. And in fact, that's certainly the minhag ha'olam, is that we don't make any bracha, not like the Yerushalmi Shita, we don't make any bracha on Halal and Pesach night at the Haggadah. So why would that be? Apparently because we're going like Rav Haigoin, who says that the Halal and Pesach night is a unique quality. I'm seeing myself, mamish in my mind's eye, that I'm a lyric, says, that's my kilios mitzrayim, and my heart wells up within me, lafika chayim lohuzis lahal, etc., etc. You know that I'm saying, b'teres oimer shira, my heart wells forth, and I say the shira, and that's why there's no bracha. So im kain, that explains, actually it'll be two separate halls on Pesach night. Even though I go with those sources and those who hold that there'll be a hal in the shul, after Pekin, that hal in the shul, that's a formal hal. That's the Torah's kriyas hal. It's like the hal that you say normally by the daytime on Yom Tovim. So Pesach night, you say a formal hal in the shul, a kriya of a hal. Even though you said that hal in the shul, it would still be a second hal at the Seder night, which is the Torah's Amashiro. You can't say the Shiro one in the shul. You don't have the whole Seder, the whole lyrics. That's why. So therefore, according to the Bavli, there's a specific idea of saying two separate hals on Pesach night. And maybe the Bavli is going to hold that even if a person said the hal in shul, he repeats it again. There's absolutely no source, therefore, according to the Bavli, to say that there's ever going to be a third and fourth kois drunk straight together one after the other. You're never going to skip that hal. Even if you said it in shul, you won't skip the hal, according to the Bavli, because the Bavli goes like Rav Haigoin, there's a unique oimer shira that wasn't fulfilled in shul and has to be said at home with a special upwelling of the shira spirit. So that's why the Bavli, the Shitosai Paskins, that a person drank the four kois all together, he wasn't going to the dalad kois, the special concept of four kois together, because the Bavli doesn't have any notion of having said the halal in the shul and patterning yourself on saying it later, since the Bavli holds it as a unique special hal that said later, but there is a mishira which wasn't patterned in the shul. So there's no source, according to the Bavli, to find any case at all, or any paradigm case, where it would have that the person is going to skip the hal at the Seder, and therefore to take out of there that it's possible to drink the third and fourth kois of Vas Achas and still be Yitzit. We'll conclude with one final vort over here, a final nakud in halacha. The Yushami brings in at the end of the Omud here that Rabbi Yoina used to drink four koises of wine a little pischa. He would get a headache until Shavuos, a big headache until Shavuos. There's a parallel sugya to this actually in the Bavli. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Daf Mem Tes, also about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. It says Rabbi Yehuda over there that he used to drink the four koises on Pesach and he would have a headache until Shavuos. The Tshuvas HaRashba, which is brought down halacha in the Shulchan Aruch in Tofayin Beisif Yud in Uchas Pesach, Truth Arazba was asked a question about somebody who never likes to drink wine, and wine makes him give him headaches, it makes him feel bad, it makes him feel a little bit ill. So what's the story? Does such a person have a chiyuv to drink the wine of the Seder night? Or do we say, Potter, let him just, you know, the suggestion was maybe you could say each of the parts of the Seder, he'll do a la pas. He'll do on matzah instead of on the kois shoyayim. So, because a person feels that he can't drink that one, and it makes it painful for him. The Rashba answers by quoting Avi Yerushalmi with Rabbi Yoina, and quoting the Bavli in the Dorum with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, and says that you see that the Amoraim and the Tanoim, their practice was that even if they would give him a big headache, afal pikein, the halacha still was that they had to drink the dal kois, does not pater you, and therefore, says the Rashba, that's the halacha. And the halacha paskins that way. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tofayim Beis of Yud, person doesn't drink wine because it's harmful to him or he doesn't like it. He has to force himself to drink on Pesach night. Today, some places can say that we have grape juice today and maybe you could drink that. It's a whole tumult we won't get into. But in the olden days, it really wasn't available anyway. There's grape juice in this season of the year. And in Meila, there's a whole din of the Shulchan Aruch from the Tshuvas HaRashba, based on this Yerushalmi and also the Bavli, that a person has to really force himself to drink the Dal Koisais. The Mishabura, however, says, I'm married to Gechidish over there, in the Sifkot and Lamed Hei. The Mishabura says, that's talking about somebody who's just mitztayer b'shtiyosa. He gets tzar. He has a pain from it. And he has a koyev horosh, a headache. But, if a person will be yipoy l'mishkov mizeh, he'll feel so bad from drinking that wine that he's going to actually be yipoy l'mishkov and get bedridden, then the Mishabura says he also be potter. Potter from the Dal Koisais, not like the pastor said, Rashba. Why? In the Shaar Tzion, he says over there, "Kein nira pashut the ainz aderecheres." Since the wine has to be derecheres in the manner of free people, that's the concept of drinking the wine like a free man. So therefore, person is going to have that his mamash going to be bedridden over there. That's not derecheres, and they'd be totally potter. And the Mishabur is saying a bechidish. I mean, it says in the Gemara over here and in the Bavli in the Torah, these Amoroi and these Tanoim, they had a headache till Shavuos. Afal pikein, there was a headache till Shavuos, but it was a discomfort that was doable, that was handleable. Masha'en came to the Mamish bedridden, that the Mishabura Tain is Yataka will be potter, because of a different thing, that if it's not, it's totally not mufka, it's totally excluded from being a derecheres, and such a wine which is not, such a drink which is not a derecheres, that the Mishabura says that you're potter.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.